This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, this is Chris Whitson. It's great to be with you for Morning Devotions. Did you know that in Antarctica there are 4 months of the year when it's completely dark for 24 hours every day? How would you like to live in a place like that? I think it'd be pretty unnerving. A few years ago, a reporter who was there for an assignment said, "We saw the sun on the 20th of April and we won't see it again until the 20th of August." Well, living in extended periods of darkness, that must be very difficult. It would take a lot of adjustment. And yet, that's what it's like for many people who live in what we could call the darkness of the soul. In other words, their life is full of inner darkness. And they ask questions like, where is God when I need him? Why is God silent all the time? And today and tomorrow, I want to talk about what we could call the darkness of God's silence, because in my experience, I sense that many people ask this same question. You might ask it yourself today. Where is God when I need him? Perhaps there was a moment in their lives when God was very real, but they feel somehow he's gone, never to return. And then life deals a blow, something like death in the family or illness, depression, sickness, or a broken relationship. Now, of course, these experiences can be shattering. And they feel that God has abandoned them. You might have heard of the famous author, Christian man, C.S. Lewis, who went through a time, a deep period of loneliness and darkness in his life when his wife died. And he wrote a book called A Grief Observed. This is what he said. "When you go to God and you find that your need is desperate, all other help is vain, what do you find?" And Lewis said, "A door slammed in your face, and God is silent. There are no lights in the windows." Now, that's how C.S. Lewis explained the dark period of his life when God was silent. And he actually, for a period of time, went through a terrible darkness of the soul, where he actually questioned his own faith. Gradually, he found grace to continue this silent journey through the night, and he believed that one day the sun would shine again. Well, C.S. Lewis is not the only person to have felt like that. The psalmist in the Old Testament longed for God's presence. He, for example, in Psalm 92, he said, "I'm standing here depressed and gloomy. And God, all your waves," he said, and the billows have gone over me, the floods of sorrow pour over me like a thundering cataract. "O God, my rock, I cry, why have you forsaken me?" And this man's enemies taunted him. They said, "There is no God." They said God had deserted him. And he believed them. In verse 3, Psalm 92, it says, "Day and night I weep for his help." And in another part of the Bible, we meet Job, who went through the experience of feeling God had deserted him. In Job 23, verse 8, we read, "If I go to the east, he is not there. If I go to the west, I don't find him." Now, what both the psalmist and Job had forgotten was the simple fact that was explained by Corrie ten Boom in more recent time, when she said, "No matter how deep our darkness, God is deeper still." Our problem is that we're not comfortable with God's silence. Our lives are filled with noise, and when we pray, we expect instant answers. And if God is silent, we become disturbed, especially if we're going through a difficult time and we turn to God and there is no answer. But we can tell him what's on our hearts. We could say, "Well, look, am I missing something here?" Well, perhaps it's due to unconfessed sin or a lifestyle problem. We may need to repent of the sin. Or we get too involved in life and God's voice gets simply lost in the crowd. So having a time of quietness with God each day, that's a marvelous experience, because that's when God speaks to you. In God's Word, the Bible, he's continually having a conversation with you. Well, Lord, we tend to box you in to our lives when it's convenient to us. And then we're surprised, Lord, when you are silent. So I pray today, Lord, break through those plans and surprise us with the joy of you. And better still, Lord, keep us focused on your presence, even when we feel there is silence. Amen.